the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Israel's Security Cabinet will vote tomorrow on the ceasefire deal with Hamas. Leila Dabica with the Austin for Palestine Coalition in Texas is optimistic.
We're hoping that this relief comes to them after so many months of suffering.
CBS's Cammy McCormick has more on the last-minute touches.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he and others in the administration have been working the phones to try to resolve the issues.
I am confident, and I fully expect that implementation will begin, as we said, on Sunday.
And he said issues like these can be expected.
It's not exactly surprising that in a process, in a negotiation that has been this challenging and this fraught, you may get a loose end. We're tying up that loose end as we speak.
Thousands who lost their homes to the L.A. wildfires need places to stay. California Attorney General Rob Bonta is warning landlords and hotels against price gouging.
These predators are looking at the disaster with dollar signs in their eyes instead of kindness in their hearts.
More of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks were on Capitol Hill today.
The man Trump wants to lead the Treasury Department, Scott Bessent, faced sharp questions from both Democrats and Republicans on tax policy, tariffs, China, and Russia sanctions. He told senators Trump has an opportunity to unleash a new economic golden age. Trump's pick to lead the EPA, Lee Zeldin, told a Senate committee climate change is real. Trump has called it a hoax. Hearings were also held for Trump's picks for Interior Secretary and Housing and Urban Development. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Final preparations are being made for Monday's inauguration. The band from Texas is rehearsing. This weekend, TikTok fans may have to face the music with the app's ban set to take effect. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey wants President Biden to extend the deadline by 90 days.
A TikTok ban would impose serious consequences on millions of Americans who depend upon the app for social connections and their economic livelihood.
Cancer deaths are down.
The past three decades have seen the cancer death rate fall by 34%.
That's largely from decreased tobacco use, also early detection, and also some exciting new treatments in cancers such as melanoma and lung cancer.
But the American Cancer Society's William DeHut says cancer rates are rising among women and younger adults, the people most likely to be providers and caregivers. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker has died. The so-so baseball player became a stellar broadcaster and pitchman for Miller Lite Beer.
Good seats, huh?
You're in the wrong seat, buddy. Come on.
Oh, I must be in the front row.
Bob Uecker was 90. Stocks down today. Dow lost 68. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
The grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
New Orleans will not change its Mardi Gras parade routes after the deadly New Year's truck attack on Bourbon Street.
The city had considered requiring all parades, some of which roll in different neighborhoods, to all use the same route this year. But in the end, leaders decided that wouldn't make a significant difference. Arthur Hardy, a New Orleans Mardi Gras historian, says with the extra security coming this year,
one thing I can just about guarantee we can expect is the safest Mardi Gras ever. There's never been this amount of attention or manpower.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security designated Mardi Gras a Level 1 special event, the same level of security that the Super Bowl has received since the terror attacks of 9/11. Chris Miller for CBS News, New Orleans.
One of the two NASA astronauts stuck on the International Space Station since June ventured out for a spacewalk today. Suni Williams did some outdoor repair work. She and Butch Wilmore are now scheduled to come back to Earth this spring. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
WRJN.
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and mild for the season, lows in the low 20s. More clouds and warmer tomorrow, highs 40 to 45 and breezy. For the weekend, much colder temperatures and a bitter breeze. With sunshine, a high around 20 Saturday, but only 5 above Sunday. Currently 35 degrees.
Hits on WRJN just after 6. And Chris Morrow here for just a few minutes tonight ahead of high school basketball with Dick Graceffa. Tonight, Racine Lutheran at Racine Horlick. 6:30 is the pregame. 7 o'clock tip-off on WRJN.
From Radio Park to West Racine, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Escaping home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Welcome into Thursday night. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're along. I've seen Jackson Browne probably half a dozen times over the years. No two shows are the same. Every set list just a little bit different, so every show is that much more exciting. Here he is now, WRJN.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow. My eyes tell me what is wrong, 'cause I'm right.
Timeless Hits. It's WRJN. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here. Looking forward to basketball tonight. High school basketball, part of our tradition here on WRJN to go with local news, Timeless Hits, and local sports. Racine Lutheran at Racine Horlick tonight. Dick Graceffa getting geared up for the pregame show. Should be here about 6:30. Tip-off scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight. We have all the action for you here on WRJN.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Bowden Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Bowden Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Come on, let's twist again. Like we did last summer. Yeah, let's twist again. Like we did last year.
Twist Again with Chubby Checker on WRJN for 98 years. Your home for local news, timeless hits, and the McCoys.
And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Sloopy down. Sloopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
Basketball coming up next at 6:30. It's Racine Lutheran at Racine Horlick. Dick Graceffa has the call of the game. Tip-off scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight. Have a good night. Enjoy the game. See you back here tomorrow on your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN, and we are alive and kicking. I leave you tonight with Tighter and Tighter. Enjoy the game. Just a little bit tired now, baby. special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
But unfortunately, we do not have him in time here for our JV game. Horlick now with the rebound after a missed shot by the Crusaders. Bringing up the ball, number 13 for Horlick. Once again, welcome to DG Sports for tonight's broadcast. We are bringing you some bonus coverage here from our JV contest as we are not ready to roll with our varsity programming. Horlick now with the, Crusaders with a foul. It's their team's fourth. Second on number 20. Inbounding now, Horlick with the ball. They get it over to the wing, it's number 13. He looks inside, nobody there. Makes a move of his own, puts up a shot attempt, fouled, and that shot goes in. He scores the basket. 43-67, 5:13 to go here in this second half of JV basketball. Putting up his free throw attempt is number 13 at the line. Looking now to put up his shot. He does so off the front of the rim, but that one does go in. Crusaders now with the inbound. Bringing up the ball is number one for the Crusaders. He goes, dribbles right past the Horlick defender, kicks it out to the wing to 30. He looks for a pass. There's nobody home. He's on the dribble now over to 12. 12 to 20. 20 on the wing for the Crusaders with the ball. Again, we do not have rosters here for this JV contest. He puts up the shot attempt. That one's no good. Rebound to Crusaders. They kick it out. 20 with the shot. That one in and out, no good. Crusaders on the rebound, but Horlick with the steal. They're looking to bring up the ball now here, just past the timeline. It's five on the dribble for Horlick. That goes out of bounds. Looks like it deflected off a Crusader, and it does. Possession will remain with the Rebels. 4:37 and counting here in this second half of action from the Horlick Fieldhouse in Racine, Wisconsin. Horlick now on the inbound. They get it over to three. Three looking for his teammate. He puts up a shot of his own. That one's blocked. No good. Crusaders now on the rebound. They're bringing it up past midcourt. One now on the kick. He puts up a shot. That one is good. That's a three from long range. 70-44, 4 minutes to go here in this JV contest. Horlick puts up a shot of their own. That one's blocked and goes out of bounds. Horlick will retain possession after the Crusaders block that one out of bounds. Horlick now on the inbound. They get it over to number three. He looks inside. Nobody home. Gets it to his teammate, who's in the lane. He kicks it back out to the three-point line. He puts up a three of his own. That one's no good. And the Crusaders will get the ball. All right, Dick Graceffa taking over now. 3:38 to go, 72-44. Raylu with the lead over the Rebels. And as Dylan Dooley said, we do not have rosters up here. So we'll give you the best description we can. Timeout on the floor. .338 to go here in this preliminary ball game, and then we'll get the varsity game underway after this between the Racine Lutheran Crusaders, undefeated, going for their 13th win in a row versus the Horlick Rebels, 1-11 overall. So back to live action here. The Crusaders to inbound. And playing mainly reserves now, they are. So the Crusaders inbound, they'll take it across the timeline. One passes over 2:30, out on top of the key. They'll try to just work some clock. They're not worried about scoring a lot, but knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Crusaders. And they'll inbound once again. And they'll put it into the hands of the number one point guard, who almost traveled with it, and knocks it back in to play. And the Rebels save it. They come down quickly on the drive, a travel. And they'll call a jump ball before the travel. So possession arrow to the Crusaders. 2:59 to go in this ball game. 72-44. Crusaders with the lead. Crusaders inbound, take it across the timeline quickly. Now being double teamed. It's one of the forwards for the Crusaders. They go on the wing to one of the guards, and he scores the three-pointer to make it 73-44. Rebels bring it across quickly. Pass it down low. Then throw it back out on top of the key. Now here goes a three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound, though, to the Rebels. He'll put it back up and score off the glass to make it 73-46. Here's the Rebels with it now.
Dylan Dooley back on the call once again. 1:54 here. 46-75. 30-point game. Just under 2 minutes to go. Crusaders going to the line. Excuse me, Horlick putting up their shot. Number three at the free throw line. He puts up the free throw attempt. That one's good. Rolled around the front iron and goes in. He's looking to put up his second one, 47-75. That one in and out, no good. Rebound to Crusaders. Crusaders now looking down the floor. Number one with the ball. He kicks it over to the wing. That one goes out of bounds. Possession back to the Rebels. On the inbound now for Horlick, it's 13. He gets it over to 25, back to his teammate. 13 now bringing it up. He's on the wing with the ball, looking over to his teammate. Stolen by the Crusaders.
They go down, put up a shot, and it's good. 77-47, back to that 30-point game. Minute 25 and counting here at the Horlick Fieldhouse. Horlick puts up a shot of their own now. That one's no good. Off, looks like the Horlick Rebels, but they might be giving them the ball here. 110 and counting. Again, 47-77, 30-point game. Three puts up a shot of his own from the corner. That one sinks. 50-77 now. Just under a minute to go here in our bonus coverage for tonight's contest. 30 now on the wing with the Crusaders. He kicks it over into the corner. Puts the ball now on the inside over to 22, back to 30. Over into the middle to 35, stolen away by the Rebels. They put up a shot of their own. No good. Rebound to Horlick. He dribbles it off his own leg, out of bounds. 38 seconds here in this one. Back to the Crusaders, the ball will go. Crusaders bringing up the ball now. One on the dribble, he attacks, kicks it out to his teammate, over to the corner, back to the wing, he puts up a three, that one's in and out, no good. 20 seconds remaining in our bonus coverage here tonight. DG Sports once again on the call. Ball went inside. They called a jump ball. Looked like a foul first, but they did call a jump ball. 16 seconds remain in this JV contest from Horlick Fieldhouse. Horlick retains possession on the held ball. He kicks it out now to his teammate. Tipped away by the Crusaders. They get the steal. Now on the drive, he puts up a shot of his own. Reverse layup is good. Number one reverse left-handed layup makes it 79-50. Looking like that'll be our final score. Horlick with a long prayer, and it's good from almost mid-court. He puts up a three of his own. Final score of the JV1 game. Racine Crusaders 79, the Rebels 53. Once again, this was our bonus coverage of DG Sports. We'll be bringing you our normal pregame programming here from the Horlick Fieldhouse. Thank you for tuning into our pregame.
From the Belden Fieldhouse, it's high school basketball on DG Sports. Tonight it's a non-conference game between the Lutheran Crusaders, 12-0 overall, ranked number 3 in the latest Wisports.net coaches poll, versus the Horlick Rebels, 1-11 overall. Hello again, everyone. Dick Rousseff along with Dylan Dooley producing the broadcast. Lutheran defeated Milwaukee South 72-66 in their last contest. Horlick dropped a heartbreaker to Janesville Parker, 72-68. The Crusaders are led in scoring by Sam Pitroff, 17 points per game. Justin Jones, 13 points per game. And Bryce Austin, 11 points per game. The Rebels are led in scoring by Cameron Jones, 17 points per game. Last year's game was won by Ray Lou, 74-48. My keys to the game, first four of the Crusaders, continue to spread the ball around and get balanced scoring, set up Pitroff on the wings to get three-point looks, and limit the Rebels to one shot on the offensive end. My keys to the game for the Rebels, must get more scoring from other Rebels other than Jones, must be active on the boards to try and keep it a respectable game, and minimize the fouls to keep Ray Lou off the charity stripe. And as Dylan just announced, the JV1 game was won by Racine Lutheran 79-53 over Horlick. So with that, I'll try to go courtside and get a few comments from the two coaches as I turn it over back over to Dylan to hear from a few of our sponsors and patrons.
Thanks, Nick. Thank you again for tuning in to our bonus coverage here tonight. We had our little pregame coverage of that JV1 contest. Had about 10 minutes left in the game, and Crusaders continue to dominate their way to that 30-point victory over the Horlick Rebels, the home team here tonight. Very veteran officiating crew here tonight. Ron Quirk on hand. Kyle Moore, he's another veteran official. I don't know the name of the third official, but he's been doing high school basketball for at least 15, 20 years. Seen him throughout different field houses calling games. So there won't be any shenanigans here tonight on the floor. Very veteran crew. And Kyle and Ron Quirk worked together on their high school football crew. So that's one additional bonus. They have that chemistry going there together. So while Dick steps onto the floor, just like to take the time now quickly to recognize some of our sponsors and patrons who make it possible for us to bring you these games. Tonight's game is brought to you by Roma Lodge on Spring Street in Racine, Lings on Lathrop, Sicko and Convenience Store in Racine, Gordy Boucher Lincoln in West Dallas, Financial Service Group in Racine, Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, Docs on the Fox in Waterford, the personal injury attorneys at Habish, Habish, and Rotier, our patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schonert, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Jim Rammel, Jason Treitler, Ryan Thompson, Brian Polda, Mike Paczynski, Greg Owens, Johnson Park Golf Course in Racine, Casey Robbins, and Jason Atanasoff. Once again, my name is Dylan Dooley. You're listening to High School Basketball on DG Sports. It's DG Sports. We stream wherever you are. You never have to miss a game. Listen live and subscription free on the Mixlr app. Download now for free from the app or Google Play Store. Dick is still making his way down to the floor, looking for both head coaches. Dick still getting interviewed. The coaches are still being interviewed here by the training staff. So again, we're just waiting moments for Dick to be back with our interview. Ron Quirk giving instructions to both head coaches along with the training staff. Racine Lutheran brought their trainer here tonight for this contest. Veteran official crew once again, as I mentioned, going over the nitty-gritty details here of this contest. We thank you for tuning into tonight's broadcast. We're looking forward to this one here from the Racine Horlick Fieldhouse.
All right, joined by Justin Hollum, the head coach of the Lutheran Crusaders. How does it feel to be 12-0 and ranked number 3 in the state?
Well, I didn't even know we were ranked number three. I know we're 12-0, but I'll be honest with you, it's just one game at a time for us. You know, it's, you know, we got young kids with, there's a lot of social media out there, so the biggest thing is keeping them grounded, keeping them humble, and understanding God comes first.
I like to hear that, because there's been some problems in Racine with some of the team's suspensions and not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So I like that school's very important to the Racine Luther program. But let's talk a little bit about this team. You've had a couple close calls, but you've stayed the course and you've kept doing what you've been doing.
And, you know, and that's just going to create grit for our team, and we need those games, you know. When you beat teams by 20 or 30 points, you know, you don't really build character, and you don't know who you really are until it gets tested. So you need to be tested in life, especially as young men. These young men need to be tested as much as possible before they go out and conquer the world.
So what do you tell your players about a game tonight? You played them last year, handled them pretty easily. How do they stay the course tonight?
Well, last year was last year. You know, this is a whole different year, and these are young men with egos. Nobody wants to lose, so these guys got to come to play. And again, these are city games, and I've been coaching in the city long enough. Anything can happen in a city game, so they better be ready to go.
All right, what are the keys, Justin, to coming out with a win?
You know, just doing what we do in practice, sticking to our standard, not scoreboard watching. Understand that, you know, they're going to give us the best that they can possibly give us, and we better be ready and prepared for it.
All right, Justin, good luck tonight.
Thank you, as always, Dick. Appreciate you.
All right, joined by Mark Eichner now, head coach of the Horlick Rebels. Coach, you got a big task tonight against the Lutheran Crusaders, 12-0 overall, ranked number three in the state. Coach Hollum didn't know that, but I enlightened him.
I'm sure he knew that. Don't let him kid you. Yeah, you know, they roll in, got a good basketball team put together, and good defensively. Yeah, they got total package, so we got our work cut out for us tonight.
Now, your team, I've been watching your games as you go down the line, and it seems like the Rebels have gotten a lot more competitive.
Yeah, we're scoring points. You know, guys are starting to hit shots. We're competing in more games than we have in the past. Lost a couple close ones here our past two games, but I like what I'm getting out of this group. And, you know, I just ask for guys to work hard and, you know, end of the game, hope it comes out in our favor.
So how do you keep this game close tonight?
You know, tempo, pacing, try to slow them down, make them play half-court basketball. You know, backcourt pressure is always tough, so you got to take care of the ball. Limit turnovers is an obvious thing, and, you know, get out on shooters and, you know, cross our fingers, see what happens here.
All right, Mark, good luck tonight.
Thanks, Dick, appreciate it.
Okay, Mark Eichner, head coach of the Horlick Rebels, back up to the press box in Dillon.
Thanks, Dick. And as you mentioned, press box, this is one of the few high schools here in the state of Wisconsin that have a separate little entity for us calling the broadcasts here. Tonight's game is on WRJN AM and FM. You'll be able to listen to us in Kenosha and Racine. We're, of course, DG Sports, bringing you the game here on Mixler, where you're able to find us night in, night out. You can also follow us at Dick Graceffa on Twitter, also known as X. You can also find us on Facebook, Dick Graceffa. If you're looking to become friends with us and follow us along, the easiest way to find out more information about when our broadcasts are, is when we post on at Dick Graceffa on Twitter. Social media, big platform, and that's arguably the easiest way for you guys to be able to find our future broadcasts, our schedule. On the Mixler app, you can also access that to see when we're on the air. We have all of our games in there pre-scheduled for you, I believe. If not, you know, the previous day or two before, we also have our broadcasts listed in there for you. So you're able to tune in live and subscription free right here on the Mixler app. Again, we stream all 10 Racine City and County High Schools right here on DG Sports. A long walk back up to the press box. Many, many stairs for anybody. Dick has since rejoined me here in the booth.
thanks, Dylan. Let's meet your starters now for both teams. Starting with the Lutheran Crusaders, starting at forward, 6'2" sophomore Bryce Austin. Starting at guard, 5'11" junior Isaiah Cozy. Starting at guard, 6'1" sophomore Dion Brumby. Starting at forward, 6'4" junior Sam Pitroth. And starting at forward, 6'2" senior Justin Jones. Again, your head coach, Justin Hollum. Now the starters for the Horlick Rebels. Starting at strong forward, 6'3", junior Cameron Jones. Starting at guard, 5'10", senior Tyler Wendt. Starting at guard, 5'11", junior Jeremiah Jones. Starting at strong guard, 6'2", senior Siri Brown. And starting at forward, 6'2", sophomore J.J. Fletcher. Your head coach, Mark Eichner. And again, he was, give him a lot of credit. He was upbeat about his team. And as I mentioned this morning on our interview on WRJN Radio, it's David versus Goliath tonight. You got a team going for its 13th win, another team trying to get his second win in 13 games. So a real tough test for the Crusaders tonight.
Yeah, I think Coach was kind of downplaying a little bit, just, you know, his odds here tonight, if he was being realistic. You know, I give him credit, though. They're going to come out. They're going to do what they can. Coach Eichner there. It's going to be tough. Everybody in the building kind of feels the vibe of where it's at here tonight. You know, you get a very, in the win column, heavy team versus a very light team in the win column. So it's going to be a dogfight. You know, you just hope that both teams can get through this one injury-free and kind of keep pushing on as we get into the second half of the season here.
All right, our Crusaders, they'll be dressed in their away purple uniforms with the gold trim. The Rebels will be dressed in their white uniforms with the Badger red trim. So we still have about 2 minutes to go in pregame here before we get this one underway. And again, that JV1 game was won handily by Racine Lutheran. The Horlick Rebels hoping to make a game of this one tonight. And a sparse crowd on hand tonight, Dylan. Not too many fans here on either side.
No, and the one thing about this field house, there is a ton of seating. This would be a great host for a sectional final, sectional semifinal, something like that. If I were to guess, there's probably 200 people here at most. Little bit of a smaller crowd. We've seen a smaller crowd on Tuesday when we covered Racine Case as well. So maybe a little bit of weather playing a factor, not really sure, but it seems that Racine Lutheran almost has a bigger crowd than the Horlick fans here tonight.
Yeah, and we also mentioned driving down here from Franklin. They got a lot more snow last week in Racine than we did up in the Oak Creek Franklin area.
Yeah, there was measurable snow here, and we haven't had that anywhere near us this year. It was even less up by me in Glendale.
The WRJN Racine. So both teams have gone over to their respective benches for final comments. And now we'll get our national anthem, and then we'll get this one.